336-8292 and feel truly protected. Once again, give my dad a call at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And of course on AM 920 KLMR as well. Good morning. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, covering all of southeastern Colorado. You can't hardly get away from us, can you, Lauren? Not at all.
Nope.
No, not at all. Lauren Adams in with us from Arkansas Valley Seeds.
Hello.
And I'm happy to say that we are joined today by
Abby Weber come to us. She's Area Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science for the Southeast area, right? Is that the correct job title, Abby?
Yes. So I'm the Southeast Region Family and Consumer Science Specialist.
Okay. All right. Well welcome along.
Sounds like a mouthful, but we're going to talk today mainly about food safety.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally do a lot of canning and preserving, and I've seen a lot of bad information out there on things like YouTube and other social medias that just from my experience of canning and preserving, if you follow those methods, you might make some people very sick or even worse.
Yes,
so
indeed.
It's important to know what you're doing. So as always, let's go to the professional. Let's talk to the person who is, the person that's going to give us the correct information so that we can make good decisions when it comes to preserving those things that come out of our gardens. And we're also going to talk a little bit about gardening, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Abby, have at it.
So I think I'd like to maybe start with telling our area communities about the Victory Gardens, or the spin on the Victory Gardens that CSU has provided, especially through COVID. It's called our Grow and Give campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And our Colorado Master Gardeners started our Grow and Give campaign, in which families who kind of took up gardening during COVID, which they typically might not have time to have done, had an excess of produce. So they were taking that excess produce to the food markets, to the food banks.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we were really trying to capture that data of how much our communities are really supporting our communities through that Grow and Give.
Right.
And since that's a big business along our Arkansas Valley.
Sure it is.
We were hoping to capture some of that data in our area, too. So if you're interested in Grow and Give or registering your own home garden, you can definitely do that on the CSU website. And we're happy to help guide you through that. But we would love for you to be a part of our Grow and Give campaign and register what Southeast Colorado does for giving back to our community and supporting our own food insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you seen a big increase in those gardens and people gardening here in the immediate area here in Southeast Colorado? I know you primarily serve, Bent County, Prowers County areas directly to our east, but still, here in Southeast Colorado and the valley as a whole, have you seen a big increase in the home gardening?
Absolutely. We've had a lot of gardening questions, home gardening questions, especially a lot of tree questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually serve, you're right, Bent County and east and a little north and south of there, but I also serve Los Animas County, Otero, Crowley counties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all kind of the same message. Lots of home gardening. And I think people intend to hopefully continue to be able to do that, at least in some fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And the excess is definitely welcome. Our food banks were truly blessed with what was provided just from our local communities even.
But what was some of the most popular produce saw being supplied to our food banks?
Zucchini.
Sounds like a zucchini fan right here.
Definitely
yes.
Zucchini.
Yeah, everybody
yes.
has a surplus of zucchini
right.
all at the
if
same time.
Can't get anything else to grow, your zucchini will grow. We were even able to see things like rhubarb. Carrots were kind of a big deal last year.
Really? I couldn't get mine to come up or anything. I'd like to talk to those people.
We did. We had quite a few carrots. Those are probably the two biggest, I would say, zucchini and carrots. But then there's just kind of an sundry of other things. We didn't see a lot of tomatoes and peppers last year, but I'm sure that has a lot to do with water availability also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So onions. Oh, we did have a lot of extra onions also.
Okay. Of course, that's a big crop here in the area anyway. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so any particular safety hints for folks that are into the home gardening? I know here in a little while we're going to be touching on canning and preserving and things like this, but just in general for the home gardener, whether they're growing just for themselves or if, you know, they're going to be taking some of this surplus to the food banks, there has to be some safety aspect involved.
Absolutely. So for the home garden, a lot of people have Fido as their pet,
mm-hmm.
Who runs around the backyard and sometimes in the garden, mm-hmm. or their fluffy cat, who does the same thing. And of
course, marking their territory and whatnot.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's probably the most important thing is wash all of your produce.
Mm-hmm.
Wash all of your produce, regardless.
And I think that should really go for even if you're purchasing something at your local supermarket,
you
too. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Even if you think it's clean, even if you think it's been washed, wash your produce. And all of your local extension offices have vegetable brushes. I would really suggest that you pop in and check out what they have to offer for you, but ask your extension agent for a vegetable brush.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they really are a game changer.
And just a ton of great information at those extension offices about gardening, about, you know, how to get the best produce out of your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And,
just a great source of information altogether.
And if you don't have a printer at home, if you would like us to look up a fact sheet for you, CSU has tons of fact sheets on food safety, mm-hmm. on gardening, on hand washing, all of the things, and we're happy to print that off for you, and so you have access to that even away from our office.
Mm-hmm. All right. There are various vegetable washes that are available. I've seen those before, spray bottles, mm-hmm. different things like that. Are those recommended, or can you just do this with plain old tap water running on your kitchen sink?
Running tap water is the best.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Running tap water and a little friction.
That's the best thing to clean those veggies with.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not really ideal to spray anything extra on it.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, is it consumable? Number two, is there a time that you have to wait before you can use those vegetables? Not everything is safe. So good old water and friction is key.
I'm sure that also goes for like pesticides, fertilizers, and things like that that people would use in their garden as well.
Sure. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And things that are where you're not even eating the outside, things like the melons, that where you're not eating that outside, it's still very important to get that clean before you cut through them.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. When you cut through it, your knife cuts from the outside to the inside.
Right.
So whatever's on the blade from the outside has just contaminated what's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
So clean your surface, clean your utensils, and most importantly, clean your produce.
Yes, indeed. Lauren's a big home gardener. I'm lucky to get grass to grow in the yard most of the time.
Oh,
but Lauren does a lot of home gardening. Matter of fact, every time he comes in here to do the program, he's bragging about his garden.
Oh, I love my garden. And, you know, most of my garden is actually done in containers.
Really?
Believe it or not. Yeah, I do most of my gardening in containers. And the reason why is I've, back issues and some health issues to where bending over in there is just not something I can do too much of. Boy, what a fantastic way to do it, because then you're really controlling that environment. And and we got a pretty small area footprint to be doing our gardening, but ahead of COVID, we've always thought, food security is a thing, and also there's just an amazing amount of satisfaction that comes from preparing food that you've grown yourself, or even I give away salsas that I've grown the vegetables, I've canned them, and it's such a nice meaningful gift for people and that sort of thing. Now, when we get into that and we're canning and preserving things to give to other people, that kind of leans us into the Cottage Food Act. And so if I'm going to make things and I, maybe my friend likes it and he says, well, hey, Lauren, how about if you sell me some of that?
Okay.
We might be teetering on something else at that point. Huh?
Yep, a few minutes before our first break. So kind of give us the basic rundown of that Cottage Food Act.
Yeah, so a producer must take a food safety course that includes basic food handling training, and it's comparable to or is a course given by Colorado State University Extension Service or a state, county, or district public health agency, and must maintain a status of good standing in accordance with the course requirements, including attending any additional classes if necessary. And that really is the Colorado Cottage Foods Act. Mm-hmm. You cannot sell home canned goods or baked goods, or, you know, even farm fresh eggs are not supposed to be sold without the Cottage Foods Act certification.
Really? Okay. All right. And I know a lot of people probably don't realize that.
Right.
They don't know about that at all. Is there any push to educate the home gardeners about this?
Yeah, so I actually do cottage food certification training, and we have one coming up in May, and I'm certainly not the enforcement, but I am happy to educate.
Yeah, you said that earlier. I'm not the police.
No.
That's right, yeah.
But
not
I'm,
the food police.
But I'm very happy to educate. So we have one coming up actually at the Rocky Ford Research Station in our new teaching kitchen.
Neat.
And it will be on May 7th, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We would love for you to enroll in that. You actually, it does require a pre-registration, and that's through Eventbrite.
Is there any cost for that?
There is a cost. It's $40.
Okay.
And that certification then is good for 3 years. And then we used to offer a recertification course that was just a slight bit shorter, but really there's so much new stuff coming year after year that there's no longer a recertification course. When it's time to get your certification again, we just certify you again, which includes all of the new information.
Oh, okay.
So,
and I'm sure there's people out there that might be listening, you know, that are the home gardener that have done this before, weren't aware of all this, are going, well, what's the difference between me and the farmer's market down the street that's been open for years? There's a big difference between the two, isn't there?
Yes, you bet. And actually, to sell your produce, that's a little different situation. But if you're selling baked breads, if you're canning that produce, if you're transitioning it in some way, if you have a bee farm and you're selling your own honey, those all fall under the Cottage Foods Act.
Okay.
So, and I do have, I know we're getting close to the break, but I do have a list of eligible and non-eligible foods.
Okay, let's run through that before we take that break.
Yeah, yes. I'd be happy to share that. So
and there's going to be a quiz later, and I want to mention, too, we have a $50 gift card to give away today.
Really?
That's right.
All right.
And that $50 gift card comes from our last week's guest from Colorado 811, who just had to run in and run back out, and he had intended to give those away last week. But I got a $50 Amazon gift card to give away, so pay attention. There's going to be a quiz later.
That's right.
And when you call in with the correct answer, you get a $50 Amazon gift card.
All right. We'll be looking forward to that. Abby, you were going to run through the
I'll just explain to you what eligible and non-eligible foods are for the Colorado Cottage Foods Act. So eligible foods are those that are non-potentially hazardous foods. So the FDA kind of defines that as foods stored under normal conditions without refrigeration. They do not support rapid and progressive growth of those microorganisms that we were kind of talking about just a bit ago that cause food infection or intoxications. Things that are not eligible are those potentially hazardous foods or foods that can harbor those microorganisms that require what we call time and temperature control for safety.
Okay.
And I believe on our Bent County Extension website, we have a list of those eligible and non-eligible foods. Or if you choose to come to our cottage food certification training, we send you home with that.
All right. And that'll be coming up May the 7th And that will be at the experiment station there in Rocky Ford.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll take that break right now. We'll be right back. More coming up from Abby Weber. And we'll dip into a little bit canning and preserving foods and some safety aspects of that. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk, AM 1400 KVLJ and News Radio, AM 920 KLMR. Thank you so much for joining us today. And stay tuned. Like Lauren said, there will be a quiz, if you will. And, of course, you can win that $50 Amazon gift card. So hang on for that. We're coming back with more on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Hi, this is Gracie Palmer. When you need to protect your investments, stop by and see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Walsh, Springfield, and Lamar. Whether those investments are your crops, farms, automobiles, or homes, Golden Plains Insurance is here for you, and they are dedicated to being your advocate, not just your insurance agent. Give my dad, Nick, and his staff a call today at 336-8292 and feel truly protected. Once again, give my dad a call at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Hey, it's Ann, and I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't go away in the mornings and hang out with us all day long. In fact, well, I think Ralph's going to tell you.
When am I going to get my own show?
Well, Ralph, you can help us on the shows that we have here already. Twisting Wrenches on Monday.
Those two OL guys talking car stuff, it's over my head.
Well, okay, how about Wednesdays? You could maybe help out on the Arkansas Valley Trader.
I do not have a Velvet Elvis. I have a futon, gently used. I'd like to sell or trade it. I would trade it for a girlfriend. I need a new girlfriend.
Well, we have a cool show on Thursdays at 11. It's a show about history.
Chronicles of the Old West. Didn't Pat McGee live in the Old West?
All right, Ralph, seriously, this is all I have. On Fridays, I have a show called Local Legal Conversation. We have local attorneys who help host it.
Attorneys, are you going to sue me?
Ralph, I think the point is here, we need to let everybody know we don't just have Southeast Colorado's number one choice for news and information in the morning. We have great local programming all day on News Talk AM 1400, KPLJ.
Back on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ News Radio AM 920 KLMR. Lauren Adams from Ark Valley Seeds sitting right across from me. Hey, let's plug your outfit while we're sitting right here.
Man,
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Thank
yes,
you so you much. Bet. Yeah. Well, we at Arkansas Valley Seeds, of course, we're out there selling a lot of grasses and grains. We've got some cover crop stuff for you in the next coming planting area. Mm-hmm. But we have alfalfas and so forth there. Come and see us, 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford. Or give us a call, 719-254-7469. Talk to Tony or myself. And if we don't have a solution for you in one of our stock mixes and so forth, we can make a custom blend of seeds that's going to help you with your ranch or your farmland.
All right, and, very good.
We love talking dirt, so give us a call.
There you go. And you've got your wildflower mix available as well.
Yeah, those wildflowers
are
doing great.
And, like
and
yes.
We have a nice variety of different wildflowers. And also want to plug our website.
Yes.
We have avseeds.com. Go visit there. And then as soon as you open up that page there in the upper right-hand corner is the Growing Together icon. Click on that, and you'll be able to hear podcasts of all of the past episodes of this very show with some of our guests we've had. And we've had some really interesting guests.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah,
you
go
bet.
Back and check those out.
And some good ones coming up next week that we'll plug here in just
Absolutely,
a little bit. But we'll get back with Abby Weber from the CSU Extension, Family and Consumer Science Specialist or something like that anyway.
Oh, no.
That works.
That's right.
It'll work.
Hey, we wanted to jump into here safety when it comes to canning and preserving.
Right.
And, you know, even away from people maybe marketing some of this on their own, just safety for themselves and their own family. I mean, this is nothing to be taken lightly.
Absolutely. So the key most important thing in any food safety, whether it be canning and preserving or just basic food safety in your own home kitchen, wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hands. Start there. So much starts there. But in particular with canning and preserving, botulism is the greatest concern. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know what botulism is, it's found actually in soils all over the world. And it just so happens that in the Western United States, there are the highest amounts of the Clostridium botulinum. Mm-hmm. So these bacteria exist both in vegetable cells, as vegetative cells and as spores. When they actually become spores, they're very resistant to heat, chemicals, and physical stress. Mm-hmm. And that's the greatest concern with canning.
It's hard to kill it.
Yes. Yeah. So botulism cannot be killed with water bath canning in boiling water. Mm-hmm. It actually has to be killed at a temperature above 212 degrees Fahrenheit, right, which is the temperature at which water boils.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we use pressure canning. Mm-hmm. And pressure canning, the temperatures need to be between 240 and 250 degrees to kill those spores.
And I think a lot of people just think if you bring something to boil, you're going to be killing all those guys.
Right.
Little misnomer there.
The case
yes.
there. Mm-hmm. And absolutely. Some water boils before it gets to be 212.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the altitude.
That's right. Yep. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So those spores in particular grow in a really moist food, a low acid food, which is a pH that's greater than 4.6. And okay. We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Okay.
So those foods are the foods that have to be pressure canned. Mm-hmm. And then a temperature between 40 and 120 degrees Fahrenheit, which is pretty much an average day outside or room temperature, if you will, in our environment. And then it's important to know that less than 2% oxygen will also kind of increase that spore development for botulism.
So just throwing an oxygen absorber in there is not quite going to be enough.
No.
For your dry foods.
Mm-hmm. No, there's so many more components to that. Right. So botulism spores are on most food surfaces already because they grow only in the absence of air. They're harmless, really, on fresh foods.
Anaerobic bacteria.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Botulism really kind of after 1950 and some of the newer canning methods, botulism wasn't such a great concern. But during COVID, there was a pretty significant increase of botulism cases. Even in Colorado, there were 6 cases, and botulism can be deadly very, very quickly.
Were these just people trying canning without really doing the research? Is that what's going on?
Yes. So,
canning is safe. It's very safe.
It can
but it has to be done correctly, or things like this will happen.
That's exactly right. And so really, all 6 of those cases have led back to home canning.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So botulism, some symptoms really include the difficulty in respiration, speech, swallowing, double vision. And truthfully, the severity of the illness, the estimated cost for each case of botulism is more than $1.6 million.
No kidding.
Wow. Each case.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us don't make that much in our lifetime.
Really?
That's
yes.
exactly right. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
It's really considered the highest of the foodborne disease.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And super, super dangerous. And home canning is the number one advocate for botulism.
For that. So. Okay. You mentioned earlier, and I don't remember whether we were off mic or not, we were talking about, you know, with folks really being pent up, you know, homebound and that type of thing during the pandemic, there has been a flood of information out there on YouTube, on TikTok, on any of your social media platforms about canning, about preserving food. And you mentioned much of that is wrong. If you want to just use one harsh word on it, it's wrong. It's not right. What are some of the biggest errors that possibly you've seen on those or heard of?
So water bath canning when you should be pressure canning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the number one. And so pressure canning is really the only safe method for low acid foods.
Because of that temperature, mm-hmm. because of the high temperatures.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So things like vegetables, meat and poultry, seafood, legumes or beans, mm-hmm. people canning beans, those mm-hmm. have to be pressure canned.
Right.
You can't just put them in a water bath. And pressure canning is a whole different method.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the number one mm-hmm. thing that we've yeah. seen go wrong. Elevation adjustment might be the second, right. run a close second, or maybe even right mm-hmm. there.
And
at
Lauren
the top.
Mentioned that, and right. I know that from my old Boy Scout days, right. if you will, from doing the Philmont mm-hmm. thing and what have you many years ago. But the higher your altitude, mm-hmm. less temperature for water to boil and evaporate and that
yes.
type of thing. And on many
yes.
recipes, especially cake recipes and things like that, mm-hmm. you see adjustments for altitude. What kind right. of difference does that have in canning and preserving?
Great question.
So absolutely the same thing. So it does take water longer mm-hmm. to boil, and the boiling point looks different mm-hmm. as you increase in elevation. The evaporation looks different also, and evapotranspiration mm-hmm. looks different. So you have to be really careful about the time and temperature change for
mm-hmm.
adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just kind of plug right here something really pretty awesome?
You are in control. Take it away. Yes.
That will help you adjust in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So Colorado State University Family and Consumer Science, our PRU, which is our program reporting units, we created an app called Preserve Smart.
Great.
And our Preserve Smart app makes adjustments for according to your elevation.
Mm-hmm. No
so
kidding.
You can simply just ask Google what your elevation is.
Right.
And you put your elevation in on the very front page of the app.
Mm-hmm.
And then every other food preservation method that you want to use in that app adjusts automatically for your elevation, mm-hmm. including time adjustments for boiling water canning and for pressure canning.
No math involved at
no
all.
No math involved.
Does it? Oh, I'd like that.
So you set your elevation, and then you can choose any number of preservation methods, including freezing, mm-hmm. drying, canning. Jams and jellies have their own little section because they're kind of their own little thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Pickling, fermentation, and smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're just kind of getting into food preservation, in that app at the very bottom of the menu selection is preservation basics. Or if you just want to refresh your memory and don't want to go look for a fact sheet and you just need a quick tidbit,
mm-hmm.
check out that preservation basics.
Okay.
So it has been designed for both Android and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So it's worth a checkout, and it's all free.
Mm-hmm.
That's
all right.
Terrific.
Very
so.
Well.
Well, something I think we might be, a lot of people don't understand that I talk to you about canning, is why the pressure canner.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is as you increase the pressure inside of that pressure canner, the temperature then increases along
right.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it allows you to create a higher temperature. It's not so much the pressure that you're using, it's the temperature. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And since we said those foods that in order to kill those botulism mm-hmm. spores, we have to reach the 240 to 250 degrees Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure canning is the only way to get to that. And that's right. that pressure buildup that you're talking about.
All right.
And I have
very
several
good.
Pressure canners, and they are all very safe to use. I've mm-hmm. never had an issue with them, but you have to maintain them properly.
So yes. I'm going to ask you, which extension office do you get your pressure canner tested at every year?
Well, that's a great question, because of all the pressure canners I have never had it tested.
Okay, just put him on the spot.
Oh,
yes,
no,
indeed.
I'm guilty as charged. So tell me what
tell
I need
you,
to do to
you,
do that. That's I didn't
yes.
know that that was a service that was available.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
yes.
terrific. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Yes, you should take your pressure canner. No need to take a boiling water canner.
Mm-hmm.
But you can take your pressure canner to any extension office and ask for them to be tested, and that should be done annually.
Oh, okay.
That should be done before your canning season.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
And they will test your mm-hmm. lid, they'll test your seals, they'll test your gauges and your all of your rings, just the mm-hmm. general maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
If anything needs fixed, we can give you the resources to fix that.
Neat.
We can tell you where you can send them. Lots of those things are kind of lifetime warrantied.
Mm-hmm.
And they really just take a second to go through. We can do it right there on the spot for you. If nobody's available right that second, we might ask you to come back in just a little while so we have a minute to do that. But
no,
absolutely.
Because I've often wondered, you know, I have a gauge on one of my pressure counters, one of the old All-Americans, and that thing is enormous. But the pressure gauge is there, and, of course, it has the little jiggler, but does its thing. But I've always wondered, how accurate is that gauge?
They can tell you at the extension office.
They can.
And you can do that at any extension office, any CSU extension office. Great. That's a great tidbit of information right there.
That's
all right.
Yes, you should have those tested annually.
Okay. Abby Weber with us from the CSU Extension. We are talking food preservation safety here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Lauren Adams in with us as well from Arkansas Valley Seeds. We are brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Hi, this is Gracie Palmer. When you need to protect your investment, stop by and see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Walsh, Springfield, and Lamar. Whether those investments are your crops, farms, automobiles, or homes, Golden Plains Insurance is here for you, and they are dedicated to being your advocate, not just your insurance agent. Give my dad, Nick, and his staff a call today at 336-8292 and feel truly protected. Once again, give my dad a call at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
Now, Arkansas Valley weather on KBLJ.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, on this National Ag Day, it's a good opportunity to salute and say thanks to everyone in agribusiness that provide the rest of us in the U.S. with abundant food, fiber, and fuel. Now, a strong low-pressure area over south-central Kansas will move into northeast Kansas by this evening. Moisture with this system will be mainly to the east in Kansas, so mostly dry conditions with breezy north winds can be expected across southeast Colorado. Daytime temperatures will be rather cool for late March in the mid-40s to mid-50s, so this will slow down winter wheat and pasture development, but the dry conditions will allow field work to proceed in many areas. The Colorado Mesonet 2-inch soil temperatures are mainly in the lower and mid-40s, ranging from 42 in the Lamar area to around 46 in La Junta and Rocky Ford. Soil temperatures will likely show little change until warming resumes this weekend and much of next week. Wheat growth should accelerate beginning this weekend when we see a stretch of nighttime temperatures remaining mostly above freezing. The outlook into the early and middle part of April shows temperatures averaging above normal with mostly dry conditions, and this will favor livestock operations and wheat growth and allow early field work to make good gains. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, good morning. You're on Twisting Wrenches. What can we do for you?
If you've been listening to Twisting Wrenches Mondays just after 11 o'clock, you know Mark Sarlow and Pat McGee been a little charged up.
The cold makes it difficult for the engine to rotate.
That's right.
But it's usually the summer heat.
The summer heat that kills your battery. Or if you have ran your battery dead.
Anytime you take a lead acid battery and you take it past 50% state of discharge, you're done.
You can even call into the show at 384-5456.
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Doing well. What's up? Disconnect those fittings. Don't ask me how I know.
Oh, yeah.
Twisting Wrenches is local with hometown knowledge of cars and stuff.
You'd be cooking lunch on those engines. There you go.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Mondays, just after 11 o'clock on News Talk AM 1400 KBLJ.
But I learned the hard way that $25 worth of tools would have saved me a lot of money.
Brought to you by Valley Auto Parts, your local Napa dealer in La Junta.
And we are back at this Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400, KBLJ, AM 920, KLMR. Lauren, you've got that $50 Amazon gift card just burning a hole in your pocket over there.
Yeah, you need to give it away something bad happens
there,
over here.
There you go. All right. So how are we going to give that away? We're going to have a question that somebody has to answer.
Right.
Just by calling us at 384-2345, 384-2345.
Right.
And the first person with that correct answer will get that card. So what's the question there, young man?
Well, we got a 50-50 chance here. We're going to talk about canning meat.
Okay.
Canning meat.
Yes.
Are we going to use the water bath method or the pressure canning method to preserve anything with meat in it?
All right.
Right? And that should be a pretty slow pitch, but man, give us a call.
There you go.
384-2345. Give us a call right now. Get that $50 Amazon card and let us know how to can meat.
All right, will do. Abby, anything you want to touch on in the closing moments of our program right here?
I just would maybe like to share some other resources. So if you are a seasoned canner, I would really like to share the So Easy to Preserve.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cooperative extension from the University of Georgia.
Okay.
It's definitely available on their website, and I would absolutely suggest you get that. Fantastic resource.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Any of the Ball Blue Books, those are kind of canning Bibles, and anybody in the canning world knows that. But
okay.
If you don't have a place to start, that's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
The Complete Book of Home Preserving from Ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the all-new Ball Book of Canning and Preserving, both great resources also.
Okay.
And then I would be happy to share my upcoming events from
Please
CSU
do.
Extension. Let's see. I have a canning jams and jellies in Trinidad in April.
Great.
There's a cottage food certification training, again, in Rocky Ford in May.
Yeah, that's the 7th, you said.
May 7th, that's right. We're doing a youth All My Money workshop. So
that's
kind of the other side of what I do is individual, family, and community well-being. And that includes some financial education also.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a workshop for youth to learn how to be the best at spend, save, and share. So
okay, that's terrific.
Get signed up at your local extension office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate in Kiowa County, which is succession planning for those non-titled property items. So maybe Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate, maybe the grandfather clock in the living room at your grandparents' house. I'm going to be doing a Cooking Matters in Crowley County and in Cheyenne County. And we're going to be doing an Annie's Project in between Baca County and Los Animas County. And I'm still doing my Cooking with Commodities in Bent County and servicing that Office of Behavioral Health Partnership grant.
Help you kind of use the things that you get in those commodities baskets, right?
Yes, so that's exactly what we do. Mm-hmm. We create recipes and with the items that they're going to be receiving.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually gather those items the morning when the truck drops off those commodity items and take it to the community building in the kitchen there and make one of those recipes, hand out recipe
Very
cards
cool.
and samples.
Because sometimes you'll get that when you need it really badly, and you're like, boy, what do I do with this?
Right.
I don't know how to make anything that's palatable out of what you have, and that you're there to help people figure that out.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
All those recipes also, those back recipes, are on our Bent County Extension website.
That's an amazing
feel free
resource.
To look that up.
All right, and Google's a great thing. Just go ahead and Google that, Bent County Extension, or even CSU Extension, because the CSU website has a link to all the different extension office websites on it, I do believe.
You're exactly right.
Yep, you can get them found
that
way. All right, we're going to jump into our final break of the program here. We'll be back in just 1 minute and let Abby wrap things up here. And, before we do that, we did have a winner.
Yep, we did.
Yep, Phyllis Kelly. Was right, pressure canning.
Right away.
That's right. We had a couple other callers that had a right too. However, Phyllis was the first one in there, quickest on the phone. Yeah. That's right. So,
all right, Phyllis, we'll be giving you a call a little later.
Yep, got her information, and Lauren will be getting in touch with her on how to get that $50 Amazon gift card. All righty. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 920 KLMR, AM 1400 KBLJ. We'll be right back to wrap things up for this Tuesday. Don't go away.
The spring planting season is upon us, and Tony and I are here to help. We have a large selection of grasses, grains, and alfalfas, and a large selection of stock mixes for a variety of applications. Or let us create a custom blend of seeds for your specific needs at a great value. Stop by Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street in Rocky Ford, and let Tony and I help you with some great options for the upcoming season. Whether it's farm, ranch, or turf, it's Arkansas Valley Seeds, 719-254-7469.
Hi, this is Gracie Palmer. When you need to protect your investment, stop by and see the experts at Golden Plains Insurance in Walsh, Springfield, and Lamar. Whether those investments are your crops, farms, automobiles, or homes, Golden Plains Insurance is here for you, and they are dedicated to being your advocate, not just your insurance agent. Give my dad, Nick, and his staff a call today at 336-8292 and feel truly protected. Once again, give my dad a call at 336-8292. Golden Plains Insurance, prepared for your future.
And we're back to wrap it up here today. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, of course, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. And Abby Weber in with us from the CSU Extension. And Abby, you just handed Lauren a book that you had to fight to get it out of his hands. And this is a neat book that's available to anybody through the CSU Extension. Tell us about this book.
So this is the complete guide to home canning. It's put out by USDA, actually. And it's Agriculture Information Bulletin number 539, if you're looking for it on the website.
539. Okay.
You could contact the local extension office, and we could help you find that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called The Complete Guide to Home Canning, and it really is very simple.
This is a spiral-bound book, and I would say anybody who is serious about food preservation or home and canning, this would be a great resource for them.
Oh, it's real intuitive. It's laid out great. Good graphs and lots of pictures.
Lauren's reaching for it again. You better hide that. Yes, he wants that book.
I would just caution people against trying to learn how to can through things like YouTube. YouTube is a great resource, but when it comes to canning, please get your information from a great, reliable source like Abby Weber here.
Right.
Because if you're not getting information from somebody who really knows what they're talking about, I've seen YouTube videos on canning, and there's some dangerous practices being
indeed.
Put out
there. And I would think anything, you know, disclaimer here, if you will, if you know what comes from one of your local extension offices or from the USDA, you're probably relatively safe with that, I would say. Would that
definitely
be right, Abby?
Yes, we're going to find you fact sheets, and if we don't know the information ourselves, we have a fantastic outlet of experts that we can tap into. Or you can even get on the Ask an Expert on a website. It's called Ask an Expert, and we've gotten lots of questions through there. But just reach out and ask. Don't just guess.
Right.
Just be safe about it for sure. So
all right.
Our Master Food Safety Advisor training, we're trying to kind of revive that, much like the Master Gardeners Program. Right. We'll have something similar for Master Food Safety Advisors.
Very cool.
It's a super intense training, but I'm really looking forward to being one of the trainers for that. And we hope to revive that in the Arkansas Valley also.
So keep looking
for information. If that's something of interest to you, we would love to have you on board.
And if you'd like to talk with Abby directly, give her a call at 456-0764. That would be your office number there in Bent County?
That's my office number in Bent County. You can also call the research station in Rocky Ford. So I'm kind of between spaces right now.
Okay, very good. Next week here on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, we're going to be talking with Jim Rubing, director of the CADA, and Cody Ridenour, who was a member and rancher here in La Junta. We'll be talking about the Colorado Agriculture Development Authority and the CADA Beginning Farming Program. That's coming up next week on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Check us out on the website real quick. What is that website?
That's avseeds.com.
Yep. Hey, we are out of time. time, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Abby Weber from the CSU Extension. Your news at noon is next on KLMR and KBLJ.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400, KBLJ, La Junta.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Ariel Reshef. President Biden says he's devastated by yesterday's deadly shooting in Boulder, Colorado, calling for gun reform.
We can use all the resources